chameleon, on compromise. There's a saying that if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Many of us experience this, or a variation of it, often pretending to be okay with it, primarily in our relationships, the most debilitating of which is often with ourselves. Some variations, perhaps. If you don't stand up for yourself, you'll fall to your knees for anyone. If you don't know who you are, you'll be told who to be. If you don't stand for something, you don't stand for anything, you don't count. If you don't have confidence, you'll be intimidated by strength. If you don't make a commitment, you'll waffle in perpetual indecision. If you don't find a purpose, you don't have meaning. As we can see, there's a lot of material to work with, energetically, spiritually, mentally, and physically. How often do we use these strategies, fallbacks, and limitations to fit in or feel good? How often do we settle for less than the ideal in order to feel wanted? How often do we sell out for profit? How often do we rely on the passionate words of others rather than the truth in our hearts? How often do we put on masks and speak pleasantries to seem polite, correct, accepted, pandering, favored, or loved? There is a pervasive superficiality in our culture that can leave a bad taste in your mouth, unless you use the frequently misused tools of deflecting, projecting, shaming, and gossiping. To cope with our perceived insignificance and rampant insecurity, we tend to hide behind the most limited social capabilities. Sadly, all of these postures are joy-destroying and soul-sucking, keeping things hovering somewhere between normal and numb. If that's good enough for you, now is probably a good time to reconsider your motivations, but not to engage in self-reproach and judgment. Live, listen, and learn. We compromise too much to belong. We suppress too much to feel safe. We defend too much to be vulnerable. We forget that being and living from our true selves defines, attracts, and manifests that which is of a similar construct, resonance, and nature. Alternatively, our reality reflects who we are, not what we want to be or pretend to be. Every moment, in every circumstance, we have a new opportunity to make the better, more aligned, and simple choice, though it is not always the easiest. Nobody wants to be lonely, but no one is truly alone. Close your eyes and breathe into your heart. You will remember that you are safe. You are this and much more. You are enough. You are important. You are essential to this earthly dance. You are an entirely original song, as beautiful as the wind and as playful as time. You be you. Love your life.